As the monitoring period of the Millennium Development Goals comes to an end, new analysis has been released today which gives a regional perspective on figures in the latest State of Food Insecurity in the World report. The annual report was released by the UN's three Rome-based food agencies this week. During the past three decades, Asia and the Pacific region has achieved the largest reduction in the number of undernourished people in the world. To provide some insight into the figures and the analysis is Hiroyuki Konuma, Assistant Director General and Regional Representative for FAO at the Regional Office in Bangkok, Thailand. Mr. Konuma, thank you for joining me.
Yes, nice to talk to you.
What was the prevalence of undernourishment like in 1990, and where is the region now?
Asia and the Pacific region in 1990, the base year of FDG. At the time, the proportion of undernourishment was around 24%. It was reduced to 12% this year. That means Asia and Pacific region is achieving MDG goal number one hunger target within 2015. That means we are on time with the target.
There's a lot of diversity and different challenges across the region. I'm wondering, for example, in East Asia, which did particularly well, what can be attributed to that?
Yes, in particular East Asia, China has contributed a lot. China's economic growth in the past few decades has attributed to the reduction of poverty, the reduction of undernourishment, and it's overall contributed a lot, not only for the region, but also worldwide. Within South Asia, among many countries, Bangladesh is one of the countries that have achieved MDG target. Bangladesh has made also a very strong effort and commitment in improving nutritional status of people. It has achieved self-sufficiency in rice production and also put a lot of effort in diversifying crop production to accommodate fruits and vegetables and other cash crops, diversifying agriculture, not only to increase staple food production, but also put a lot of effort in increasing the variety of food resources, which eventually provided positive impact in availability of nutritionally valuable food resources to people at affordable price.
And for the area seeing slower declines in hunger, were there common contributing factors for that slow progress?
Slow progress, there are a number of factors, like Afghanistan being influenced by the continuous political instability and the emergency situation. India government has put the food security bill a few years ago and put a lot of effort in providing support to the most vulnerable population, but yet progress has been very slow, in particular in rural areas where marginal farmers have yet to fully harness the benefit of the support.
Going forward, what will be the focus for stakeholders and policymakers to strengthen food security in the region, or what should be the focus?
As I said, Asia Pacific has achieved the MDG goal number one hunger target. It is highly remarkable, but yet we should not satisfy with this result because there are still 12% of the total population suffering from chronic hunger. These people are farmers, landless farmers, or marginal farmers, or those who are dependent on agriculture directly or indirectly. So supporting these people through agriculture interventions, increasing production is not sufficient. It should be resulted in generating employment and also more income sustainably, so that agricultural production increase will have multiple effects in creating sustainable livelihoods and sustainable incomes, like social protection schemes, conditional cash vouchers, crop insurance, and other provisions to protect those people from negative impacts of climate change or food price volatilities, so that they will be fully supported. But at the same time, FAO has been promoting, advocating the importance of zero hunger challenge at the regional level, and we have been supporting member countries in launching national zero hunger challenge. And so far, Nepal, Myanmar, Vietnam, Cambodia, also Timor-Leste has launched National Zero Hunger Challenge. And it is the government commitment, their own initiative and their drive. So it's very encouraging.
Mr. Konuma, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.